This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From questionable wisdom to oddly relatable rants, it's Chewy's Top 10 List.
Yeah, time to do it. 8:30 at Froggy 101. This is where we embarrass ourselves as men. Go ahead.
All right, so we're going to start talking about these top 10 things my mechanic always tells me I need, but I have absolutely no clue what they mean. We'll start off with number 10, spark plugs. I could change them on my motorcycle. I never knew spark plugs were also in a car.
Yeah, no, they are. They're in the car.
What's the other thing I said? That carburetors. Cars have carburetors? I don't know, because I can clean those.
Hey, pull that mic over to you there.
Are you a car guy? Do they have carburetors, cars?
I would imagine a car has a carburetor.
Oh, Zach's jumping on this. He doesn't know either.
Hold on. Before,
I'm not a mechanic.
Before you say you're a car guy and everything like that, this all started, the whole theory was about putting the wipers on my car, which...
Which you can't do.
I've been to a very
and
long
neither
project.
Could Zach, we found out.
That week. Was very easy.
Yeah.
You know, in retrospect.
Number 9, the sway bar.
Yeah.
Don't know what that does.
What's the sway bar do?
No,
it controls the sway of your car.
Oh, no,
you know, it's
these
big metal bars underneath the
Okay,
car?
So he's... Yeah. Here we go. We're getting some of these answered. Number 8, the manifold.
That's in the engine. Exhaust?
It's manifold? In the exhaust. It's in the exhaust, not the engine. That's the other side of the car.
It's all connected.
That's what I'm talking about, everybody. We have no idea.
Number 7, calipers.
Calipers.
They're with brakes.
Yeah.
We're with the brakes, right?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
What holds the brakes, yeah.
What are those
I
things that
the brake
taste like? Wait a minute. Calipers. What are those things that taste like olives, little tiny olives? What are
capers.
They? Capers. Are they in the engine? No.
Number 6, the radiator.
Radiator.
It makes your engine not overheat, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I know.
Keeps
what
the engine
is.
On the cooler side. Yeah,
we were told one time when the Froggy truck's engine was blowing up to just dump gallons of water in the radiator.
You know what's funny? You're saying that, and people listening, any mechanic listening, goes, "Now you know why your engine's blowing up." You guys know nothing about vehicles.
Number 5 of the top 10 things my mechanic always tells me I need, but I have no clue what they mean. The alternator.
Yeah,
that's
you kind of need the alternator. That keeps things moving.
Well, the wheels keep it moving.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oof. The engine keeps it moving.
Okay.
Number 4, the tie rods.
Tie rods?
I just had
tie
those
rods.
Done on
tie
my, rods. I had one done on my car the other
just
day.
Just one?
Well, I guess they don't break the same time. Thank goodness. I have no idea what they do either. I'm like,
yeah. He's like, you just need one tie rod. Okay. Number 3, the timing belt if you have an older car or a serpentine belt. If you have a newer car.
Yeah, that's the one that keeps same thing like
that
the engine rolling.
That keeps everything running.
Yeah, keeps every,
Tell the story about what you said, your friend, how they lubricated it.
My buddy Matt, he had an old car and same thing. It would always squeal when he started up there. You know, so he would take off an Old Spice deodorant.
I was going to say, with some deodorant.
With the blue or is it purple, whatever it is, and he just rub it on there and let it run a few times.
Just a little lubrication.
Yeah, that's it. Just some Old Spice deodorant. Number 2, your struts. I need those.
Yeah. That's the way you walk in. You walk in confident. You're strutting.
Strutting.
I don't know what it does in a car, but.
Strutting.
Yeah. Honorable mention before we get to 1, ball joints.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah, we talk about that. They fix those at Coast. I do know that.
Yeah, I know they do. I don't know what they do. And finally, number 1 on the top 10 things that my mechanic always tells me I need, but I have no clue what they mean, your head gasket.
Oh.
You've blown your gasket.
Oh, no.
I think, I can just tell you this. I think if you blow the head gasket, that's very expensive.
Yeah, I think it is. Because I've always seen cars that look like very, like on Facebook Marketplace, that look like, I'm like, that looks in great shape. And you read the description, well, the head gasket's blown. And I'm like, okay, well, let's blow it back.
I'll take it.
Let's do whatever you need to do.
Pro at that.
Unblow it.
Yeah. Everybody now is like, get back the man cards, boys.
Yeah.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.